welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well and that you settle in, because this one hopefully doesn't take too long, but I got a feeling it might, so let's just get a move on. Firstly, once again, I apologize for my voice. Two reasons. One, I'm currently like sick-ish. It's not like anything COVID or flu or anything, it's just lack of sleep because I've been very busy. And two, it's really early in the morning. The time is currently 7:15 of the morning this episode goes live. So I've been up for about an hour. It's insane. But here we are. I'm thinking of doing these once a month and calling them coffee catch-ups. I'm literally drinking coffee while catching up, which may also affect my voice. So once again, I apologize for that, but coffee is life. We know this. The idea of this entire catch-up was that over the last few weeks, all the episodes have been structured and I was basically hitting a blank wall. I had ideas of different topics and things I wanted to talk about, but none of them actually came authentically. Nothing felt right to talk about. And I thought, you know, let me just actually tell you what's going on instead of giving vague hints or random comments. Let's just get it all out there. So, from the top, this episode was unplanned, as we can clearly tell. It's because of all the public holidays. I was able to do research or something like that. I had something to talk about, and now there was no prelude to this episode. I was kind of just thrown for a loop because of that. So now I have to actually function on my own steam for once, and it was nice to kind of just glide by, if I can say that, because it was almost like a break. But when I wasn't producing intense content for my podcast, I was actually working on background stuff. And I have been trying to actually film better content for my Instagram, take better pictures of things for my Instagram. So I've basically been playing around with that footage and those images, not to upload this minute, but for future content and stuff like that. I want to have a good grasp and practice with it. Like with this podcast, I've mentioned it a million times, you start slow, you build up, you gain experience, you gain practice, and eventually it gets done faster. Same thing with that. You learn how to angle pictures, you learn how to do things, you learn how to incorporate different backgrounds and things. And that's essentially what I've been practicing in the background. And that is something that I'm very excited to actually bring to the forefront as soon as it's ready, because, like I said, kind of hitting a brick wall with ideas. But for now, it's nothing that I'm actually stressing about, because I know, like, I've got my ideas, instruction, things, and I'm looking forward to fulfilling that. So I'm not stressed about it. I'm just understanding where my headspace is at. And it's not a bad headspace, it's just I'm free and clear of creativity at the moment, if that makes sense. And I'm not worried, because I know it's gonna come back, and inspiration always strikes in the weirdest of places. I'm actually looking forward to what pops up into my mind just for that. Work-wise, work has actually been very chilled. Today is actually a leave day for me because I'm driving to a very far away mall from where I stay to get some things done, and I needed to put in leave to do so. We're basically traveling to a mall that's like an hour away from where we live because they have the functionalities we need. But also I wanted to go and look for certain things that side of the world, so to speak. So that's what we're getting done today. I also plan on sleeping because I also just got this new blanket that is honestly the greatest thing ever. It's a Sherpa blanket. It's like for a queen size bed, and I don't have a queen size bed. And I like to cocoon myself and then sleep like the dead, because this blanket is so warm and it's winter and I always get cold. Having this blanket is a game changer. I also got a new pillow for my neck, so I sleep better. And I understand the irony of me not sleeping enough but having a good blanket and pillow. But that's just, like I said, I've been working on content, I've been practicing, I've been putting in effort, and it's catching up with me. We've also been doing a lot of things around the house, so we are getting that sorted. Also, update, which is what this entire episode is about. Hello. Sorry, it's very early in the morning. I'm not even gonna edit this thing a lot, so apologies for that. But we actually clubbed as siblings and got my mommy an air fryer. Like, we were stressing, what are we gonna get my mommy? We bought her a friggin' air fryer, so I will upload a picture when that thing arrives. Like, yes. That aside, there isn't really much else going on except the fact that I can tell you, if you've been stalking my Instagram, hello. But also, my brother's been to Joburg, and we live in Cape Town, so it's like a 2-hour flight, and he's gone there for work. Work pays for his flight there, gives him accommodation and meals, and then sends him back. But because it's work, he goes on Monday and flies and returns on Friday after work. So we had to be up early on Monday, and I took him to the airport. He left, and then I come back home to work. And then Friday after work, I go and fetch him again at the airport because his plane lands after 5. So he just like notifies me when like the plane hits the ground, and he has the message like lined up. So he just shoots the message off. I jump in the car and I'm gone. That's the fun bit. Being a taxi for siblings when they fly to places. And I always find it fascinating because like the moment they're gone, you're like, oh, they're gone. And then when they're back, you're like, yep, now I know why I missed you, because I had all this freedom with you gone. But shame, no. I miss my brother terribly, but I know he's having a good time. And it's definitely good for him work-wise, because it shows his dedication, I could say, to the work. There are people who are very upset and against flying and traveling and things. I understand the health-related issues, but it's work. You are lucky enough to be employed in this pandemic times, and gratitude should be your attitude, so to speak. Speaking of the pandemic, this third wave was completely unnecessary and uncalled for. Could people not just pull themselves together? And then there are people out there who do not want to get the vaccine after knowing people who had COVID and who died, and seeing the numbers count up and up and up in terms of deaths and illness and COVID-related deaths and all sorts of things. Like, it frustrates me. Like, you cannot believe. How dare you? If I could go and get a jab now, I would. But no, old people can, and then they still don't go. So I'm not even gonna go off on that tangent. I will say, go get your jab. Like, really, you don't need to wait. Go get it if you can. That said, my mother is over 60 and I'm registering her for the jab. My father does not want it and refuses to go get it. So, personal experience, people. Definitely so upset about that, but there's nothing I can do. That's, I think, everything I needed to update you guys on. I think the song of this week is a song I've kind of been obsessed with just because I love sarcasm, and it's called Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo. The music video is really like horror movie cheerleading camp vibe, so I'm sure you will love it if you go see it. But the song is sang in such a sarcastic way. It just speaks to my soul. I listened to it on repeat yesterday during work. It's insane. So definitely go check that out. You can check out my Instagram for any other things that I will be updating you on. Like I said, I've been working on some content behind the scenes, so you can expect some really nice things coming there. I have no other announcements that I can remember. Be a better being, and if you can, go get the jab. If not, encourage others who are eligible to go do so. Take care of yourself. This third wave is serious. So, yeah, that's it. Have a good day. Love you. Bye.